Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, brothers and sisters, and welcome to the PRF Table. This is your host, Dr. Nate Dunlap. We are here in our first session for our first series, of the summer, Mama. This is what we're going to be starting for the starting off, and we're going to be talking about financial healing. And listen, those of you who have been with us here on the PRF Table, you may have said, you know what, that sounds familiar. You know what, it needs to sound familiar, because if healing has not occurred in the people, if it has not occurred within your life, then maybe there's some type of disconnect here. So what we're going to try to do with all that God has given us, we are going to take these principles and look at how God manifests healing in people's lives. And then we're going to say, look, if you are listening to us and you know that you are in need of God giving you a financial healing, I say giving you, it's not something that you got to earn. It's not about that. He's ready to give you financial healing. Now, look, you got to understand what we're talking about. If you went out there and did a bunch of crazy stuff, that's different, because you may be dealing with punishment for your actions. So, we can't put everything into one bubble, Mama. But what we're going to be doing as we start off, yes, we're going to be here as long as God will have us to be here. This is starting off the summer. We're talking about financial healing. See, we got to deal with this right now. Because, see, what's about to happen is we're going to have, people getting out of school, right? People going to get out of school, college kids, our baby's graduating next week, that's about to happen.
Yes.
So as that happens, and then people say, ooh, it's like people saying, ooh, I could take a break now. But the reality is the bills that you had in the summer, in the winter, the same type of bills you have in the summer. You don't get a break on your water. Those things still are required in the summertime. One may be a little bit higher, one may be a little bit lower, depending on electric and gas and all. But at the end of the day, our lives still are going to go on. So we want to make sure we're being proactive, because we know people get slack in the summertime, right? We know people get slack in the summertime, because statistics show it. We know people like to go out and have fun and hang out, and then we know that kids and young people in between their school semesters, college kids included, say, ooh, this is the time for me to relax. And what we're saying is, God is saying, look, y'all don't need to go to sleep. Last month and the month before that, we've been planning, right? Planning and saving. Well, look, if you planned during the wintertime, right, if you didn't act a crazy fool during Thanksgiving and Christmas, buying gifts for everybody, money you didn't have, getting yourself in debt, filing bankruptcy, if you didn't do all that, then you may have something set aside to be able to do some of those fun things and hang out and stuff like that in the summertime. Take your kids and your children on vacation. Go on a vacation with your spouse. Pastor can take off some time during the summertime. You may be able to do all of those things. There's a lot of folks we know that are still in need of a healing for whatever reason. So we're going to address it now, because if you're in the need of a healing right now, where do you think you're going to be at when the summertime hits? I remember one time my mom was on punishment because I did some old crazy stuff. Got involved in this little scam back when I was a teenager with this little ATM card mess. And I remember Mama had me in the house for a whole month in the summertime, and I'm looking out in the street. That's when, this is back in the day, we used to hang out, right? We used to hang out and just play all in the streets back in the day. At least that's what we did in Philly. And I remember just sitting there for a whole month in the hottest time of the summer and having to watch all of my friends just go out and have fun. And they knew Nate couldn't come out because Nate messed up. It could be the same way with your finances. You can't do certain things if certain things are not in the right place. See, because of my actions, because of that foolishness that I got involved with, I wasn't in the right place. I made the wrong turn. I had to deal with my punishment. So now, what happens after the punishment is over? After the punishment is over, you want to go out, you want to hang out, you want to do certain things. So what we want us to be able to do is get us in position, Mama. And so tonight, this is what this is what we're starting off with, and this is probably where we're going to be. We're talking about financial healing, but if there was a sub theme, I guess, is get moving towards it. Get moving towards it. Look, we don't have time to play around with this. Y'all remember, like I said, I can't remember when it was, Mama, back maybe in March. When we were speaking in March, and I said, look, God says to deal with this, but I'm only going to deal with it for a month. Just like he only dealt with certain things for a month with the children of Israel as they were getting ready to enter into the promised land. So, look, we've been planning. We've been gearing up. God has strategically placed these lessons in our heart. I didn't recognize it back then, Mama, but I got a bigger picture of, better picture of it right now.
Yes.
And so it's for you to enjoy life, life more abundantly. I was talking about that earlier on the radio station. Jesus said, look, I came to give life and give life more abundantly. Then the thief comes to steal, steal, and destroy, but I come to give life and give life more abundantly. So I'm going to keep saying it out there. I'm going to keep saying it over and over and over until you get it, those of you who do not get it. And look, if he said, I came to give life and give life more abundantly, then what that means is, it's not so that one day you get to go to heaven. Ooh, yes, okay, got it. So you get to live 100 living in hell on earth. That ain't why he came. So you can't quote on one hand, by his stripes I'm healed, but then live like you're living in hell. You can't do it. It's oxymoron, Mama. It just doesn't work. You got to say, look, let's deal with this thing. Let's hit these things head on. Because, look, I'm tired of seeing what our people are going through.
Yes.
I'm tired of them. Mama, you and I had a conversation the other day. I'm tired of hearing about certain things. Not that I'm insensitive to certain things that's going on in people's life. Look, I'm a minister. I know what God called me to do. I'm a teacher. I know what God called me to do. So I know I have to have compassion. I know sometimes I have to have empathy. I have to be sympathetic. I recognize all that to the fullest. But that does not mean I cannot have a spiritual frustration because of what I see happening to God's people.
Yes.
And when I say God's people, let me tell you who I'm talking about. First and foremost, pastors. My partners, partners with an S, male, female. My other ministerial colleagues, whether they be teachers. Other leaders inside of the church, your church, my church. And the people in the congregation. But see, I'm not going to stop there. I can't stop there because, see, that's not fair. Because I always got to think about the people in the community. The folk that just say, I don't want to have nothing to do with church because church ain't got nothing to offer me. Do they not have a right to live life and live life more abundantly? Yes, they do. Just going to church ain't going to change it all. I promise you. A lot of folks have been going to church for a long time and they're so in need of financial healing. If your mind cannot get past giving a dollar an offering plate because that's what you grew up on, and now you're 84 years old and you think giving a dollar an offering plate is still what you're supposed to do. I think you probably are in need of financial help. Because then what that says is I'm just going to stay at the same level I've been all this time. That's what it says to me. Because then that person, what I say is, well, maybe that's all they've been taught. So if that's all they've been taught, we can't be mad at them, Mama.
Yes, that's right.
All right, that wasn't my introduction, but I guess it was. Amen? All right, so look, we're talking about financial healing. We're talking about getting moving towards it. We're trying to encourage folks, people, you who are listening, and you who are listening to have influence over other folks in all different types of areas, even in the boardroom. Look, we have to encourage folks. It needs to get moving. Right? Here at this PRSC ministry, I cannot afford for those who are on the board. I cannot afford those who serve on the ministerial team in various capacities. I cannot afford those who are in the prayer team. I cannot afford everybody just to sit still. Because if I allow them as the one God gave this initial vision to just to sit still, then I'm a failure. I'm going to tell it like it is. I am a failure if I allow people to just be at a place of mediocrity. I'm a failure if I allow people to be at a place that's not helping them move towards what God has called them to do. No different than our finances. No, you do not have to sit there. My brother, my sister, you do not have to sit there at all and just think that things have to just stay the way they are. You don't have to sit there, my brother, my sister, and think, well, I've been working here all my life. I guess that's all God's for me. No, the devil's a lie. Why is that all God has for you? If God told you that, then that's a different story. But if your mindset says it because you can't see anything different, take this financial healing. But the only way it's going to come, the only way it's going to happen is if you and I get moving towards it. And what that means is that is in any area of your finance, any area dealing with your possessions and your resources. Because, again, we already know here on the PRF table that this thing is not just about one individual area. One person may be dealing with credit. Another person may be dealing with life insurance. Another person may be dealing with planning. Another person may not have good stewardship. Okay? So wherever it is that you need God to heal, in whatever area, I'm going to keep saying it, not till I'm blue in the face, until you get it. I don't want to become blue in the face. I just want to keep saying it until you get it. John had a very clear message, Mama. Repent.
Yes.
Repent. Repent. So guess what? You're going to hear me keep talking about financial healing, financial healing, financial healing, financial healing, until we get it. Until we got some people that start calling into the show and saying, you know what? I've done these things. I see what God is talking about. God, I received what you're saying from the Word of God. Here's what actions I've taken. May not have taken all the steps. May not be able to take 10 steps today. But guess how many I took today? I took one. And we're going to say, praise God, hallelujah. We're going to say, we rejoice in the fact that you were able to take one step because somebody didn't make any steps. I got a good friend, very good friend of mine. This brother was in a very serious accident several years ago. And in his accident, it resulted in part of the limb being taken. And I remember walking outside of church one time and there's carts that take people from the parking lot to the door and the door to the parking lot. But this brother, matter of fact, I'm going to call him by name, Brother Carlos Smith. I remember seeing him. I left out, and of course, I didn't ride the cart. I walked down to the parking lot. My brother, I seen him, so, you know, hey, man, good to see you. And he's telling me about how the people that were driving the cart at church were saying, man, you know, we want to, you know, let's give you a ride. He said, no. He said, I can make it. He said, maybe, and this is what he told me, maybe if people see me doing it, me walking, then maybe some of these folks who are not healthy, who know the doctor said you need to exercise more, who know they said you need to do this and know that you need to do that, maybe it will inspire them to get something going on them. I said, what do you say? So when I said, look, enough is enough. Let's get moving. Let's get it. Come on, y'all. Let's get it.
Amen.
Let's not wait until something happens. I remember saying on the show I was on earlier, I said, look, I ain't, y'all can keep on waiting if you want. You keep waiting on somebody that's just going to make everything okay, that's just going to wave their hand and just or tell you to name it and claim it. Listen to that foolishness if you want to. Wait on that foolishness if you want to. Guess how many people have been waiting on it? The same people who told some of that stuff last night and watch night service. Same people that have told some of that same stuff during watch night service of the previous year. You know, watch night service, New Year's Eve, Mama.
Yeah.
Same people. They keep hearing it over and over and over. Well, doggone it, as many times as you have named it and claimed it, how come it ain't appear? If the thing that you're doing is not working, and God is not saying stick with those things, then it may be wisdom to say, what am I not doing that I need to be doing? And then as you ask that question, maybe the next thing to do is go sit yourself down somewhere. Go sit down, be like Psalm 46:10 says, be still and know that I am God. Go sit down somewhere and say, okay, God, I asked you a couple questions, but I need you to respond. And if I put myself in a position to hear what is being said, then maybe I'll get the answer that God is trying to give to me. Mama?
Yes.
I think it makes sense. I think it makes sense. And so what I want us to do, maybe I'll start here. When I say that I'm tired of hearing about certain things, right? That is not to minimize That is not to be insensitive to any hurt and hurting and pain that you may be going through with your finances.
Mm-hmm.
Please hear me, right?
Yes.
I speak with compassion as I say that because I recognize that hurt is hurt. See, if you go to the man who was at the gate for 38 years, right? Lane,
yeah.
38 years. Here's what I've said to people every time I've spoken that message or reported on the theater table or I said it out loud to somebody. I said, his being lame for 38 years about the woman with the issue of blood for 12 years, those things are no heavier than you who have been hurting in your finances that just got laid off your job last week.
Yes.
See, we cannot mistake the length of time of being in a situation as being more detrimental to the individual as somebody who's only been in their situation for a little while. So when I say we're talking about financial healing, we're saying, look, we want you to get moving towards it. We want God to give you all that he's waiting to give you. We just need you to do your part. And whether you've been lame for 38 years, whether you had an issue of blood for 12 years, whether you've been blind from birth, or whether it just happened yesterday, God still has the same thing available to all of them that I just mentioned, Mama.
Yes.
So let me help you. I don't put no more energy into the one who's been lame for 38 years than I do the one who just got laid off 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, hurt is hurt, pain is pain. I can't experience your pain, you can't experience mine. And so if I'm your brother, if I love you like I say I love you, if I really believe in this calling that God has placed on my life and all the rest of us that serve in this PRF teaching ministry, then we give everybody, we treat everybody the same. We treat everybody the same. Now, if your situation calls us to have to spend more time with you, then that's a different story. But we don't play favorites, and God doesn't play favorites. I believe the God that we serve is the same thing that I'm saying. I think that's the way God operates. I think that's the way God says. You know what? You're hurting. I want to heal you. You're hurting. I want to help you. You're hurting. I don't want you to be hurt no more. If you are serving a God that you think doesn't talk like that, Mama, we may need to have another question off the air.
Yes.
Why would God sit in heaven? Why would Jesus be at the right hand of the Father? Just withholding our healing. I thought about something earlier, and I may get to a scripture. I'm trying to get to a scripture, but I guess I got to go with the spirit. I thought about how in the beginning, in the book of Genesis, says he created man in his image and after their likeness, right? And he created them male and female, right? And I said, you know what?
Yeah.
So if God created mankind, right?
Yeah.
He created mankind in his image. So if we're in the image of God, I can't imagine God just sitting there being hurt and just going on with being hurt and in need of a healing and not doing anything about it. I can't imagine God being like that. So I look at it and say, you know what? If we're in his image and if we're after his likeness, and when people look at us, they shouldn't see us close in front of broke down folks in the church that's not doing anything with their situation. And when I say not doing anything, hear me really clear. Let the devil just go ahead and just get on out of this one right here. We're not talking about you're praying and you've done some things and you're waiting on God for that breakthrough. I'm talking about, look, if you tell me that you're unemployed, and I say, look, let me tell you what to do. I know this brother. I get a perfect story. Ministering one couple months ago at a certain place. Pastor calls me up, sit down with this other person. Person says, one of the things that she said was, my husband doesn't have a job. The young brother who was close by heard, somebody overheard this. He said, I'm sorry to be in conversation, but I just got hired. He had the T-shirt on of this company. He just got hired doing construction in the city. He said, I just got hired by this company. I know they need people. Here's the thing. He got something to write on here. You go, bam, gave him a pen, piece of paper. He wrote down the telephone number, wrote down the guy's name, gave it to the lady, said, call this guy on Monday morning, or just go straight up there. Now, you can't ask for nothing better.
No.
I don't care if he didn't know how to do construction. He probably learned then. Because they're not going to hire you and not have you doing a job. So it would have been to their advantage to show them what needs to be done. But then I get a call from the lady a couple weeks later. Have you heard anything? And in my mind, I'm thinking, have I heard what? Have I heard anything about any job? No, ma'am. Did your husband go down? No, he took something else. Huh? God spoke in a moment of her brokenness. But yet there was something wrong where her husband didn't walk in that. And then there was something else wrong where she didn't say to her husband because she heard it directly. Because she was in that moment where God was offering healing. No, you don't need to do this. I heard this. This came from inside of that church. This came and explained how it all happened. Baby, you need to take this. Now, if he went on and did his own thing, whole different story. But sometimes we have to nudge people along towards their healing. Nothing wrong with that. And so guess what? I tried to nudge her along. Well, he probably needs to really need to go. And guess what? I got to call another couple of weeks. Evidently, it's not working. So do something different. Do it in faith. Get with God. But you got to be in position, y'all. Hear me. You got to be in position to hear what God is talking about, what God is thinking, what he's trying to get through to you. So look, if you're listening to us online and you want to join into this conversation, you have a question or comment, you can just call in. Area code 347-215-7934. Area code 347-215-7934. If you're listening to us, if you want to bring a question or a comment, or you have something to say, something burning in your heart about what we're talking about, this financial healing, look, all you got to do is press 1 on your phone. You'll see you light up on the switchboard. We'll bring you into the conversation. Mama, if you need to stop me at any time, go ahead and stop me at any time, because you know how I do. When God is speaking, you just go. But, again, just interrupt me. It's okay. So, look, I remember how this whole thing of financial healing for me had a lot to do with faith, right?
Yes.
If you look in Hebrews, right? So many folks in the church know Hebrews 11 and 1, right? Mama, you know Hebrews 11 and 1, right?
Yes, now faith is the substance of the things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
That's right. Substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We heard that one. One thing we really don't want to really incorporate too much with faith is James 2:26, right?
Yes.
For the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead.
Yes.
In order to embrace healing, there has to be some faith attached to healing. And so if I'm going to receive the healing that God has for me, then I'm doing it in faith. Because I'm going to receive something that I don't even see there. I'm receiving it before I go to the doctor. I'm receiving it before I go to the hospital. I'm receiving it before I actually see it. So you have, on this road to financial healing, if you will, you have to have the mindset, I believe, I believe, I believe. But you can't just push aside James 2:26 and not believe that faith without works is dead. That's why we're talking about get moving towards it. Because we want you healed. I believe God wants you healed in these different areas of your possession, resources, and your finance. I believe there's so many reasons why God may want you healed. I don't know them all, but I truly believe that in my heart. Mama, I looked it up one time. Now, this word faith is mentioned 246 times in the New Testament. That's a lot. So if faith is mentioned, faith, 246 times, and what that lets me know, I don't know about you, but what it lets me know is it has to be something of importance.
Yes.
Not a hard concept. It has to be something of importance. If it wasn't of vast importance, then it probably would not be mentioned as much as it's mentioned and record it in the Word.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Why, again, am I tired of hearing about so many different things? Because people really have to focus on changing how they talk about certain things. See, financial healing is just a type of healing. But healing is a healing, right?
Yes.
The thing different between a spiritual healing and a financial healing is the word financial and spiritual. The only thing different between a physical healing and a financial healing is the word physical and the word healing. Word physical and the word financial. So the crux of this whole thing, Mama, is healing.
Yeah.
If you can embrace this in this financial area, in the area of your possession, your resources, your finances, if you can embrace what God is saying in His Word and being able to show how God heals in several different instances of the Bible, then when you get it, or if you get into a situation where you're spiritually not there, right?
Right.
Then you can draw back on the same thing that helps you with your financial healing for your spiritual healing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. What? Yes.
Because it still takes your faith. First, you need to be in the right position, and then you need to... Well, I call it clean up. This just ask God, you know, what you need to work on. If the person's having, if it's an issue, a reason why that they're not healed, and once God reveals it to us, and then we work on that and get in the right position, and then we have to go in for, even to get in the right position, you have to believe God. You have to believe God, and you have to walk out on faith. Because you don't see it with your natural eyes. You have to believe it. And then it says also, faith without works are dead. So I can have the faith, but if I don't believe it, then my works are dead. I have to do something, you know. And as you were talking about the young man that was you know, struggling walking, but he said, I can do it. So he is putting his faith to work. He's putting legs on his faith. Amen.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Looking on the Facebook page, and Nina says, healing is healing. See, sometimes it's just so simple. And I thank you, cousin, for that comment. Sometimes it's just so simple. See, sometimes we can't go to the end part, right? We can't go to the part where the man who was unable to walk at the gate called Beautiful is jumping and leaping. See, sometimes when folks want to just go right to the end result, they miss all that God has done in the middle. I said this earlier, and I don't know why I'm saying this again, but I guess I have to. When I die, what I did the last day of my life is not what I want people to remember. I want them to remember every Thursday coming up here on the PRS table for years, pouring my heart out to y'all, folks I have never even seen before, some folk I never will ever see, some folk I will never even have a conversation with. That's what's going on in the middle before I die. I want folks to remember that. I want folks to remember these workshops where people signed up and churches canceled at the last minute for other reasons of what. But we still face it. I want folks to remember, because everybody don't know this, going all the way up to New York for a workshop with one person registered for a PRS session. And getting a phone call in the Atlanta airport, we only got one person signed up. Okay, we'll see y'all tomorrow. That's the stuff I want folks to remember, right? How many folks we tried to help? How many seeds we planted, Mama?
Yes.
But see, we got to have people to see what we're dealing with. My brother told me a long time ago, he said, brother, this ministry that God is giving you, you're swimming upstream. I said, well, good thing, you know, I got somebody to help me with my arm get tired. Right? Oh, well, I'm swimming upstream, whatever. It's okay. It's ministry. It ain't going to look pretty all the time. It ain't always going to be easy.
Yes.
but it's not the end result all the time. And that's something that has been taught. And when I say that's something that's been taught, what I'm talking about is taught from the perspective that people don't recognize what's going on, what God is doing in the middle, what God is doing in the dash, if you will, right? Because that's what goes for us on your tombstone. Day you were born, day you died. That dash represents everything in the middle. But see, you don't know what's going on in the dash. Because a lot of folks don't want to talk about the dash. Well, I'm here to tell you, the word has a lot of dashes in it. And if all you do is keep looking for the end, right?
Yes.
Maybe, Mama, that's why some folks just don't get certain messages that are coming forth on Sunday morning. Because the only thing they're looking for is, because I've heard this, you ain't free. You ain't took Jesus and put him on the cross. The only thing you're waiting for is that so you can get happy. Really? That's waiting on the end all the time. Because the reality is, you can read that for yourself. You don't need me to tell you about the crucifixion, what God did by sending Christ and putting him down and crucified, died, and buried, and rose off. You don't need me to tell you that every Sunday. But what you may need me to do is tell you how people got from point A to point B in the Bible, how they walked these different things of faith out in the Bible. And then to be able to say to you, let me tell you something, brother such and such. Let me tell you something, sister such and such. You can do it. If my man Carlos can walk without getting in a cart, you, who look like you're healthy, you should be able to do the same thing he's doing and do it even faster than him because he's walking on a cane. And you got two healthy legs. Huh?
Yes.
Come on. We're not going to allow folks to just settle for mediocrity. We're not going to let people settle for mediocrity. Mama, let me
yeah.
tell you something. To Tara and focus. Tara, she's with us. But she said financial healing and repentance go hand in hand. To repent means to turn and go in another direction. If we are working with generational habits that are erroneous, we need to repent, turn, and go in a different direction. Mama, what do you think about that?
Well, that's placing yourself in a position to be healed.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it might be financially or spiritual, and that's why I said before, you have to be in God's position, because everything that we go to, whatever we're going through or through our trials and tribulations, it's always should be taking us forward, because it's something there that we need to learn, just have courage to do, and not depend on man to do it for us. And that makes us stronger. And then we can see the manifestation of God also. Because as he continued to walk, the brother continued to walk on that cane, he can say him and God did this thing together. So faith is no good without works. We must have to do something, because God's already done for our salvation. He's finished with that. But now he just wants us to get to these levels so that we can manifest his glory. But if we're always...
Go ahead, Mama. Go ahead. You're freaking out.
If we're always, you know, just waiting on God, you know, and then we just decide, say Brother Claus just decide, well, you know, I've really done good for a year, but now I'm just going to sit here and wait on God. He's going to lose. I mean, his limbs are going to be, you know, regressed, because we have to keep them exercising. Got to keep exercising them. Through the pain,
mm-hmm.
he's walking through that pain. And, you know, sometimes I know myself, I'm just like, you know something? You got this. But then when I get myself together and know that you don't have an option here, because no one's going to do this for you. You have to want to get better. But you can't just sit and do nothing. God don't come down here and exercise my legs. He's not going to do that. Because why? I can do that. to do what I can do and allow God to do what he does.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And let me tell you what I love about that comment. I love how I had to look at that again because I read it, but then as I heard, I said, you know what? How many times do we incorporate repentance with financial healing?
I don't think of it.
Go ahead,
I don't
Mama,
think
go ahead.
That we. I'm sorry. I don't think we even look at it that way. I think we look at it separate. You know, my body's going through. You know, so it's my body. It's my body, and I cannot have any food in the house. But right now, there's two separate things. You know what I'm saying? So God, help me with my finances, and then I turn around and ask him for my physical healing. But yet, still, I also need to handle my finances, and I, especially if I have a good job and put food in my house.
Oh my goodness!
And to me, this is when a person, I believe, have to just settle down. You know, stop talking to everybody about it, and just settle down and say, God, help me. Help me get in the position that I need to be in. And God will give you what you need. I know that from personal experience, and you would think sometimes that that's not me, but yes, it is. God said it is, so it is, whether you believe it or not. And so we humble ourselves to God and say, okay, God, I humble myself to you, and I'm gonna walk in this, what you told me. I'm going to walk in this, what you told me. And then you begin to see God come in and manifest things for you. And then I know I have waken up some mornings, and I say, oh, my gosh, it's gone. So it lets me know I have to get in position. If things are not working for me for 10 years, obviously something is wrong. And then maybe it's not. Maybe God just going to use me to continue to see, to manifest his life, you know, being a doer of the word. They see me doing. Don't have to say it. They see me get out and go to work every morning on my cane. They see me work overtime on my cane. They see me coming to work on time. They see me coming back from my breaks on time. They see me leaving on time. They see me not talking all the time. They see me doing being diligent in what they have assigned me to do. And that's when God can move. If that's my situation, that's when I will see God move. Even if I was doing a project I didn't clearly understand, because I am my heart's desire is to please God. And especially when I know what I know. He's not expecting me to do what I don't know, but when he knows I know, oh no. I'm going to have to walk through that thing. So the longer I rebel, the longer it's going to take. The quicker I just humble myself before God and say, okay, and go through that tribulation, whatever I have to go through, then I'm just preparing for the next fight. Amen. Because there is going to be another trial and tribulation. Amen.
Well, I don't know about that, but I would say.
I didn't mean to point that you may still have financial, physical problem. I mean, it may be something else that you have to deal with. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But it gives you strength because you know God did it, and you really know what you have to do. Because why? Because he did it before, but he just didn't just do it. You have to examine yourself again and see, is it something else that I'm not doing? If I'm in sin, I need to repent and turn away from it, period. Because otherwise, I'd just be going be like a merry-go-round, just go around in a circle, around in a circle, and deeper into sin. Must repent. Must want to turn away from it.
But, Mama, people know a lot of times what's going on with this, right? Trust me, I've been in this for a long time, right?
Mm-hmm.
People know
why.
People don't sit in front of me saying, I don't know why. I don't know why I'm in debt. No. Well, what do you mean? People don't say, I don't know. People don't say, I don't know why. People don't say, oh, I don't realize I'm buying these scratch-offs, if those are scratch-offs. People don't say that. There's other stuff that's going on in people's lives, so we got to deal with what the other stuff is, which may not have nothing to do with finances. I will piggyback off of something that you said.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It may have something to do with sin. But the sin may not be financially related.
Right.
The sin may be the cause for the financial problems that occurred, right?
Yes.
Right? So, for example, I'm not even going to scratch what I was about to say because it's going to sound like I'm singling out a single sin. But if there's a sin that the person is doing,
right,
and then you do that sin, and then it takes finances to be engaged in that sin, when they don't have finances, they may not realize that they don't have the money to do what they need to do, and then they need, and are in need of a financial healing just because they don't have money. That's what they may be looking at, but they may not be looking, no, the sin that you keep doing that keeps sucking your money dry to facilitate that sin is really what's going on. So we have to be at a, and that's what we are. We know this is what we do. We know this is where we are with PRF, right? This is what we're offering to folks. Let's help uncover what's going on. And I like what Shatar says. It means to turn and go in another direction. See, I'm going to deal with another word. Restoration. See, when you think about the word restoration, see, I'm talking about language, y'all. See, if you out here talking about, I just need God to restore, well, if you was broke already, then what is he restoring you back to? See, if you was broke before, but now you are way below the poverty line, it may have been comfortable being broke. Is that where the heck you want to be restored back to? Heck no.
Good. That's good.
Uh-uh. So everything is not a restoration. See, Job lost.
Yes.
Right? Talking about Job in the Bible. He lost. Stuff was taken from him. We look at the end in the 47th chapter. We look at the end and see what God gave. He gave him double for his trouble. We see that. He didn't have the same wife. Didn't have the same children. Didn't have the same cattle. You see what I'm saying? Those things that he lost, he restored back to them. Because some of the things that God will take away from us are things that we don't need in the first doggone place. Some of the things that God will take away from us, which we may be thinking in our minds, I need that extra $1,000, that extra $1,000 a month again. And God may just let that thing just poof, just be taken away. Like, for example, that overtime. That was, sorry, you can relate to this so well. That overtime. Right? Getting used to the overtime, but not doing right by the money from the overtime. Not paying extra on bills. Not putting away money in the savings. Not getting a doggone insurance policy for your mama who's 95 years old. You know she's about to go within at least 15 years. You can kind of say that with certainty, right? Mama 95, then 15 years, mama's going to be out of here probably, right? So what you going to do when mama dies? So at least get something, right? And that's an extreme situation. But it could be a child. You know your child out here running the street. Okay. All right. You know your child hanging with gangs and other prodigal individuals, or your daughter doing some things that are dangerous physically.
Yeah.
You know what? We need to take some of that money and put some life insurance. Know somebody who did that recently. So, it works. So, when she said, if we're working with generational habits that are erroneous, you got to repent, turn and go a different direction. Let me go here with what Shatara said with that statement. Some of the generational things are things that people have learned. And so, if there's nobody there to break those habits or to break the mindset or to shake it up or to try to sow it as a seed, then they're going to continue to have those generational habits, the ones that are erroneous. But maybe, just maybe, when God lets you see, you know what, you ain't got to live like this. I know I know you grew up in a project. I know you grew up in a trailer home. I know you grew up with silver spoon in your mouth, but you ain't got to live like this, because trust me, it ain't just poor folks that's going through problems financially. It's rich folks, because rich folks buy good dope. You hear what I'm saying? They buy that good expensive dope. They're not squabbling over the $5, $10 rock. Okay. Let me get out of that. Let me get out of that. All right. So here, look. We may need to go to God on behalf of those who we know were involved in our upbringing. They just didn't get it. And that continue to live in a way that we know because God has revealed something to us or we've seen something in his word that's different than how my folks are living. So maybe we should be praying to God for mama to repent and go in a different direction. That ain't being judgmental. You know what mama's doing. You know what your daddy doing. You know what your husband doing, what your wife doing, because they're in your household. So maybe we should be the ones interceding. See, we ain't even have all this together for tonight, mama. We ain't have repentance in the mix for tonight. We ain't have restitution in the mix tonight. Now let me drop intercession in this. Maybe you need to be interceding for the financial healing for somebody who you know is more than a bunch of foolishness, who you know just can't grasp a concept. Very bright, very smart, very articulate, college educated, but just can't grab the concept that you need life insurance. Because you shall surely die one day. I know you're only 21, but it ain't just hope that 70 years old dying on this, out of this earth. So, yeah, maybe part of the financial healing, get moving towards that, get moving towards interceding for somebody. Pastors, interceding, right? Maybe get the intercessory team, prayer team together and say, look, I need y'all to be praying for these foolish things that keep occurring up in this house. And you start calling those things out by name. You ain't got to call folk out by name, but you can call those things out by name. When I say get moving towards it, look, come on. I am so serious. Enough is enough. We have to do something different. And what we're talking about tonight, what we've been talking about the last 45 minutes, mama.
Yes.
It's just affecting poor people. Not affecting rich people, not affecting white people, it's affecting all spheres of life on this earth. But if I need to break it down and make it personal, oh, I know it's very needed in my community.
Amen.
When I come back next week, I can walk, and I'm riding through North Philly, it's very needed in the community.
Amen.
I know this.
Amen.
I know that. When I go back to West O'Blaine and we go to Bruno's and we sitting there eating that pizza because you know that's what I'm going to do. And my deep fried. We know because some of the neighborhoods still look the same. God gonna do something with me up in the neighborhood, I promise you. He's like, yeah, okay, so next thing, let me go to another comment that we have. Let me make sure nobody's waiting on the phone line. All right. So, Tatara said, yes, Mama Mary. Just like physical exercise, it is uncomfortable in the beginning, but once we develop this good habit, it's beneficial to physical healing. If we exercise good financial principles, we will experience financial healing. Let's get into the physical, spiritual, and our financial state. That's abundant life. Man, I could drop the mic. I could do like President Obama, my last three words. You could drop the mic on that one, Mama. I don't know if you know, but let me tell you about it. You ain't listening. President Obama had the last correspondence dinner the other night or last week. And after he finished talking, he said, I just got two words for you. He said, Obama out. He picked up a microphone from behind the mic, behind the podium, and he dropped it. Y'all know what dropping the mic looks like. So, Tatara, if she was saying this, I can imagine her having a microphone in her hand and saying, I got three words for y'all. That's abundant life. We could end the show right there, Mama. We could end it right there. Physical, spiritual, or financial shape. But of course, what we're dealing with is we're not saying all this stuff gonna happen overnight. You ain't got to do everything. We said again, what are we talking about tonight? Get moving towards it. So if you can get it into your mind, you know what? I've been doing some jacked up stuff. You know what? I want God to bless me financially. I got to stop doing this. I got to stop doing this. Don't you know that? Don't you know that's an act of faith right there? It's in your mind. You've made up your mind. See, so many times, a lot of folks have put so much emphasis on the physical action. Now, trust me, the physical actions are important. right? Very, very important. But see, let's deal with the mind first. Think about our brain. Nothing moves in your body without your brain telling it to move.
Right.
You dig up your nose, your brain told your hand to go to your finger, and your finger told you and told your finger to put your finger up to your nose. Nothing goes without the brain communicating to it. So we got to get this stuff, and I know that was a nasty analogy, but it just came out, so I apologize if I said anybody. But when we deal with this, it has to go into our mind. We got to get it into our mind. Hey, we got to do something different. Got to do something different. When you go and you mess around and you drop, I think about sometimes because I'm on the road a lot, you know, whether it's around the city or up and back and forth to different places. And I think about all of the thing. I thought about this the other day going up for my man, Spencer Murray, doctoral dissertation defense. Way to go, Spence. I thought about all of the, every, all of the energy that it took for me to drive as I'm driving, you know, to keep steady in the middle of the road, or not the middle of the road, but in the lane, in the turn, and looking in the mirror and watching for deer and all that. My brain is controlling all of that stuff. That's a powerful thing. So if you take just what I said with that, oh my goodness. You start telling yourself, I'm not going to live like this impossible. You start telling yourself, I know I'm blessed. I know I'm making $100,000 a year, but I'm going to help somebody out. I know I really ain't helping nobody out. I drive past the person every day going to McDonald's. I don't even ask them why you out here like this. I just don't even care. See, all walks of life, all nationalities, all different political parties are experiencing the same thing. And it's so funny to watch folk, I don't want to really go here, but it's so funny to watch folk and act like y'all got it all together because you're with a certain party. I don't care if it's Democrat or Republican. Republicans like, like they got it going on. And I know so many broke Republicans. I know so many broke Democrats that it ain't even funny. And the reality is, neither one of y'all parties going to save this country from nothing. Because that ain't their responsibility. It ain't never been their responsibility. But I will say this. There is a responsibility for God's people. We have a responsibility to make some changes. Not by passing a whole bunch of legislation, but it's just some simple things that we can do to make stuff better in people's lives. So we're going to get moving towards, let me just speak to y'all. Let's stop being cowards. Those who are being cowards and hiding behind certain things. No, just get moving towards. You know what's right. You know what you really need to do. You know what's needed in certain communities. Come on, y'all, get it together. At the end of the day, God looking at you. He looking at you. He looking at you just like he's looking at me. Mama, I thought we were going to get to some other scripture, but we'll get to it next week. So let me, in Luke 17, verse 5 to 6, right? Jesus talking about this. I guess I'll follow up on this one because the star brought up the thing of repentance, and it just seems to just be where we need to stay for right now. But I don't know if you remember, but he was talking about forgiveness. He was talking about faith. And I won't read the whole context, so I'll just read two verses. I know it's not like me, but the apostle said to the Lord, show us how to increase our faith. And then the Lord said, if you have faith even the size of a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, may you be uprooted and thrown into the sea, and it will obey you. See, those of you who are listening, you have to take control over some of these things that are causing you to have to be in a place in need of financial healing, right? And a lot of it's going to come in addition to your faith, but what language you're using in that. See, you can't say the Lord is going to bless me, or I receive what you say, Dr. Dunlap, about financial healing. And every time I talk to you, man, I'm struggling. We already knew you were struggling. When you came and you said, I need help. So do we have to keep revisiting the same mindset? See, the situation may not have changed, but do we have to keep revisiting, Mama, the same mindset?
Yes.
Never got no money. Never got no money. Okay. When are you going to start saying, I'm glad when the Lord bless you? When are you going to start saying, when are you going to start putting some positive things into your vocabulary? See, some of us believe that when you, the things that we say, and the reason we believe it because the Bible does say, and there's life in death, the power of the tongue, right? Talking about the power of the tongue. There's life in death. So that means the things that you say, things can live, things can die. So you should be wanting, or we want you to be at a place where you are walking this much in faith to say, you know what? Situation is what it is. No, I'm in need of financial healing. But what I'm going to do, but, right, go cancel that out. What I'm going to do is this. I'm going to, instead of speaking about how much money I don't have, in the next five conversations that I have, I'm going to flip that thing around. I'm going to speak about what I'm going to believe God for. Just saying that you believe in God for it without doing anything sometimes doesn't mean that it's going to come. But sometimes we have to deal with people where they are. And some of y'all, a lot of y'all that's listening, just got to deal with it in that particular situation of getting people to change some of the language that they use. I'm convinced you can get people to embracing that, Mama. As people, now once you change my language, I said if, as more and more people embrace that. See, I don't know who all the people are listening a lot of times to the show. You notice what I just did, as more and more. So what I'm doing is I'm not discounting the ones who already got it. I'm saying more and more people need to get it because of the condition that we keep seeing. So as more and more people get it, then they can affect more and more people.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There is a, I'm a, if you got a last comment, I'm gonna let you give the next to last comment. If there's something that you want to say, then I'm probably going to make one more comment, and I'm going to drop the mic, and we're going to go to the house.
Okay, thank you. I was thinking about when Jesus said, speak the word, you know, mm-hmm. and when he's saying speak the word, he also means believe. To me, you know, it means believe. You know, if I say I am healed, do I believe that I am healed? Or if I say, and then I can't turn around, as you have said, I don't mm-hmm. have any money. Well, the last thing I said, I don't have any money, well, we have to remember there's a spiritual realm out there, and there's and we have an adversary, you know,
mm-hmm.
who takes our words and he manifests what we say.
Mm-hmm.
And, so we will not. When he says we're not in this world, you know, we are peculiar people. We are, because mm-hmm. when I first got saved and heard people talk in this here, it was sound strange to me, because I look at them and say why are they saying that? But because God said speak the word, and that means you can speak the scripture over it, or you can say I thank you God for the $10 I need, you know, but. We can't have a pity party because we don't have that $10. Because we have a God that has everything. And I know that when I started speaking, things just really just blew my mind, because it's just like, oh Lord, nobody knew this but you and me. So we serve an almighty, powerful God of God, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. There is no other God like Jesus, like our God. And he's not the dead, you know, we're not serving a dead God who have ears that cannot see, you know, I mean, ears that can't hear, you know, have eyes that can't see. No, we're serving a living God who manifests himself in our lives all the time, or in our children's life. We'll see him moving, and we have to see him moving in the small areas. And when we see him moving in small areas, we have to be just as thankful as he's giving us $1 million. Because why? Because he is God, and he didn't have to do it. Amen. You know, so we have to believe, and after we believe, we have to that faith. We have to walk in faith, and we have to speak it, no matter what it looks like. You know, we have to speak what we believe that our that Jesus can do for us in every situation. As Proverbs 3 says, you know, don't lean on my own understanding. My understanding is that I don't have $10. He said, don't lean on that. He said, trust me in all your ways, and I will acknowledge me in all my ways, and he shall direct my path. Hallelujah. It doesn't get any better than that. Amen.
And you know what? This is what I like about it, Mama. You just mentioned something about small steps, and you didn't know this, but Tatara posted another comment that said, I believe God, think about what we're talking about. I believe God that I will pay off 3 debts this year. Put $50, $30 extra towards the debt. He said small steps. And as you were saying what you said about we have to build, how we have to move in small areas, that's when that post on our Facebook page. Remember the mustard seed faith.
Yes.
James 2:26. Faith without works is dead. So see, that's why we, Mama. This is why we teach like these things, because these things that need to happen for things to manifest in people's lives are not happening in this isolated bubble. It's not. These things are happening because they are interrelated, and sometimes because things are interrelated or need to be interrelated, it causes conflict. And so when it causes conflict, a lot of the conflict is in the mind, is what people feel. Conflict comes from what people see, right? It's a clashing of ideas and thoughts. And when I was doing my dissertation way back when, I was talking about it's oftentimes ideas that are clashing in our own mind. And so my prayer for everybody who's listening to say, you know what? Where do I need to start? See, I'm glad everybody who's listening tonight has been listening. Because at the end of the day, those of you who are listening are saying, you know what? You should be able to say, I took one step tonight. Because you saw what we were talking about. It's been on Facebook. It's been on the website. You see what we're talking about. So if you tuned in tonight, you tuned in because you know what we're talking about. So now that means there's something that can be something that is able to happen with you to say, okay, am I going to put $50 towards this extra debt? And let me break it down even further to make it so that you realize that you can do it. So if the car said put $50 or even $30 extra towards that debt, so that may mean $50 a month. But you can see if $50 a month, how much of a debt $50 a month is going to pay off for you, right?
Yeah.
So maybe you need to say, well, not $50 a month, maybe $50 a check. Get paid once a month or get paid twice a month, right? Or $30, whichever one you want to use, for her example. Or maybe let's make another small step. Just like, I don't know, Tatara, this may not be too small. But when you got that income tax leakage, right? You got that income tax refund. $3,000 in income tax. Okay, why not take half and put it, see, bam, you can do that. You know how much of a testimony you now are to somebody, because a lot of folk around you may just waste their income tax money. Well, you know, we got to go on vacation. Yo, can you talk about going on vacation? You ain't got life insurance. Go sit down somewhere. Don't send me no GoFundMe. And that's our cell phone. Uh-uh, don't do that. Uh-uh. And family included. Mom, you know I don't even play with it.
I know.
You don't even play with it. No, you're not having that. I'm not about to say, watch you go on vacation. No, you ain't got life insurance. Okay. I don't know how you going to get in the ground. I ain't being mean. But I'm giving you something up in advance. I don't know when you're going to get your income tax, right? I don't know when you're going to file. But we're going to talk about it every year before it come around here on the PR table and any other venue or platform that we have. Because we already understand and we can see what people keep doing. I'm not trying to count your pockets. But when we keep seeing what we keep seeing, with GoFundMe accounts and people struggling and people begging on the side of the road, we keep seeing all that, then we got to say, why not keep talking about it? Well, I love how this conversation, I love how God just orchestrated all of this tonight. I really do. We have something else that we have to do. We have,
amen,
we have to be the one to do it. We have to be the ones just to continue talking about it, continue sharing it, and we're going to do that. So we're not talking about being faithless. We're saying, look, tap into your faith. We're not talking about anybody being sorry. No, you know you're sorry. Nah, folks, look, I knew I was sorry, and I knew I was trifling when I was sorry and trifling, Mom.
Yes.
It ain't hard. It ain't hard. I know, because I know all the stuff I was doing. Every time I did something trifling, I know I was trifling. Every time I did something sorry, I know I was sorry. Every time I had a weakness, I knew I was weak. Every time. It ain't like I ain't know. Told you to think. Turn from those things. You don't need me to tell you. But if I want me to tell you, I'll tell you. Ain't no problem doing that either. Repentance, my goodness. Forgiveness, faith, work. We're talking about financial healing. We're talking about get moving towards. We're going to be talking about this not just tonight, but also on May the 12th, which is next Thursday. We're going to be talking about this on May 19th, which is the Thursday after that. And if you understand the pattern, then you also understand that we're going to be talking about it on May 26th, Thursday after that. The beauty of it is it's going to be at 8 o'clock every night that we have this show. The other beauty is you can go on to, and everything is accessible through our website, trfministry.org. If you missed the show, you missed a part of the show, you had to go to the bathroom during the middle of the show, then all you got to do is go to our website. You can go look on the calendar for our website. You can also look up the day and press it, and you can get the archive show because all the shows are recorded, and we have them out there. We're giving freely to y'all. So we just want y'all to take and want y'all to receive. So, Mama, that's it. I'm about to drop the mic. I'm about to go eat some pizza. Got a phone call or two to make so I can close out my day. And, look, we are so grateful. We are so grateful that all of you who are listening are listening. We are so grateful that not only are you listening, but that you're going to heed the word of God. Again, we just gave y'all some simple scriptures tonight. It's just, you know, not what I had planned, but it's what God had planned. So next week, we'll deal in a situation to really show you about getting the move towards your financial healing. And I promise you, if you understand it, if you grasp it, if you grapple with it, if you deal with what's going on in the bag, as you are grasping this from the concept of financial healing, then I promise you that you'll be able to grasp this same concept and have it in your memory bank, have it down inside of your spirit, when something spiritual, physical, or emotional comes up in your life. And if it doesn't happen in your life, then you'll be able to provide this information not just for yourself, but provide that information to somebody else that's close to you that's going through something that may not be like your situation. The word has to continue. The only way it's going to continue is for people like you and I. So with that, Mama, we say God bless you. We love y'all. We love y'all so much. We are so thankful for everybody who's been with us and continue to ride with us. And I don't know if I did it last week, Mama, but I'll share it now. Several weeks ago, and this is my final comment, I promise you, several weeks ago, I was on a radio station in Columbus, Georgia. A friend of mine, Pastor Bill Holmes of his Gathering House, which is also one of the partners to the TRS Speaking Ministries, asked me to be on his show. So he has an hour that he's on every Monday on AM 1420 in Columbus, WRCG. And he asked me to come on because he recognized, you know, a lot of things that God started doing over these last couple of months, you know, with the different focus that we've had with this ministry. And he said, hey, I just want you to come and talk about what God is doing. So I went on the show, and when I got back, home, probably 30 minutes after I got back to the house, I got a phone call from the owner of the show. Long story short, the owner wanted me to ask me if I mind coming on. He said, look, I like what I'm hearing. You know, this is something that's needed. We don't have anything like this going on in our community, because there's no financial based ministry that is an ongoing ministry in this community. None. Right? So I knew it in my spirit when he said it to me, and I didn't make haste, but I called him back 2 days later and said, absolutely. And so today, Mama, we had our first show. And the name of this show is amazing. Think about what Sitara said in the comment that I made, that I read for her. She said, that's Abundant Life. The name of the show that we have on not just the AM station, but it's also on 92.1 FM. 92.1 FM in Columbus, Georgia. And it's called Living Life More Abundant. And that's what we're going to be talking about. How can we live life more abundant? John 10:4. So I'm glad, I'm thankful, I'm happy. I am tired as all get out because that's from 4 to 5 on Thursday. And then we come to the table from 8 to 9. So you know that I have to be spiritually attuned to be able to do this, which God has called me to do. And of course, you know, it takes other people to make this go like it's going and like it's supposed to go and like it is going to go. So we are definitely busy here in a good way and in a God way here to see our favor. So just go to our Facebook page. Our Facebook page, of course, facebook.com/TRFTRF. TRFT Ministry, you can look it up that way. Or just go, like I said earlier, go to our website, trfministry.org. Everything that we're doing, everything that God has us involved in is there on the TRF website. So look, thank you so much, Mama. I'm tired. I'm about to go to sleep before
you're
we get
very, home. Very welcome.
I'll talk to you in a couple of days, Mama, of course. And
yes.
I don't talk to you today. You know, I'll see you next week. God bless y'all. We love y'all. Y'all have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. Good night. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da